Revelation chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says, the bride has made herself ready. Praise the Lord. Stand up with your Bible. Praise the Lord. Listen, we are going to read three or four scriptures. The first one, only the men will read it. The second one, only the women will read it. Very loud. The third one, all of us will chorus it together. Then the fourth one, only me will read. Then we'll sit down. Amen. Are we ready? For the men, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The men, all the men, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. Only the men, very loud, shall we go? Thank you. The first statement there says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. For the women now, Luke chapter 17. The women, verse 32, shall we go? Look your sister face to face. And then tell them, shall we go? Thank you. Now, all of us now, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31. Are we there? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31. 1, 2, 3, go. This. Say it again, all of us. Say it very loud. Now, listen my own to you now. Verse 26. That's in Hebrews chapter 10. 26 and verse 27. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. What is it that remaineth? But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Sit down. We are continuing with the warning we are sounding to the believers to let you know what will happen if you miss the rapture. What will happen to those who will not go in the rapture, to the rest of the world after the rapture has taken place. This is what we are doing. To give somebody that is stubborn, playing with your eternal destination, opportunity to think again and be serious with your life. So that statement, that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, shall not be your portion. So that the song our musician sang last week, when the saints shall march to heaven with Jesus as their leader, you will not be crying, oh no, had I known. Certainly, there will be believers, Christians, that had opportunity. Amen. That had the opportunity to escape. But they toyed with it. Certainly, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It is this thing we are looking into that Apostle Paul said, knowing the terror of God, he said, we persuade men. Knowing what will happen if you don't make the rapture. This thing that will happen is not yet hellfire. Oh. Hellfire is the final one. This is not hellfire yet. This is what will happen just as Jesus Christ is coming to start his 1,000 years reign on earth. Hellfire takes place after the 1,000 years. This day, called the day of the Lord, which is our topic. It is a day, amen, that the kind of thing that will happen is not what you wish your enemy to be part of. God has given us the opportunity through this end time message to escape from the Antichrist system. But like Lot's wife, who was also given the opportunity to escape from the destruction that was coming on Sodom and Gomorrah, Jesus Christ himself is telling all of us, remember Lot's wife. And why did I tell the women to read it? Because it happened to a woman. And the entire message seemed to focus more on the women when it comes to holiness than the men. Because it is easier for Satan to take a hold of a woman than to take a hold of a man. And secondly, a woman plays an important role in the program of God. Satan, who perverts the program of God, therefore should be more interested in the woman than even the man. That's why he didn't go to the man. He went to the woman in the Garden of Eden. And when God too wanted to bring redemption to man, he didn't go to a man. He went to another virgin woman. Woman, therefore, is important. But he said, remember Lot's wife. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why Apostle Paul said, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. Fearful. Fearful. And we are talking about verse 26. If you sin willfully after that you have come to the knowledge of truth. You have known the truth. That's why I was telling that man, that young man, who gave that nonsense prophecy. I said, did you make a mistake? You didn't make a mistake. Now, you knew what you are saying is a lie. Do you tell lie by mistake? Eh? No, there are some sins you commit by mistake. Premeditated. That is the legal terminology. Thank you, my learned colleague. Lawyers say they are learned. Now we don't know anything. Praise the Lord. There are some sins that you premeditate. That is, you planned it. You sat down. You thought of it. Then you executed it. One of them is false prophecy. There are two types of false prophecies. There is a false prophecy that is a demon. You actually had a voice. You actually had an anointing like the one that came on the 400 prophets of Ahab. It was the spirit that was making them talk, but it was not the Holy Ghost. Okay? And that one can be forgiven very easily. But God didn't forgive them. He destroyed all of them. Thank you. The other one is you are not even a prophet at all. You know, they see Shishi, even me, and they see past you. Then you come and say, you are a prophet. Why? Because there is something you want to achieve by that. Then you begin to go among the people and be giving them prophecy. Thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord. Amen. See, if you're a member of this church and you allow any prophet in any church, anywhere, in the street, anywhere, to deceive you, it means you are forever marked and ordained for deceit. This church has opened your eyes too far. Hallelujah. There are people that claim to be gifted. There are two or three categories of them. Can I expose them a little bit? Listen, church. Listen. Number one, they are those that anytime fire come upon them, they fall down under anointing. And when they recover under fire, they start to tell you, go and anoint your car. Anoint your house. Anoint your wife. Go to the mountain. Stay there. Go to the mountain. Stay there. 5 days. Dry fast. Said, I want to kill you. I see that. And then because you see him shaking and dancing, you say, not true. Then you go and starve yourself for 5 days under such a spirit. The second one are those who no prophecy they give other than instruction. When prayer was going on, I see 2 trees cross. And I see 1 vulture stand on top. And he was shitting over somebody's head. Pastor, that is what the Lord said. Then gifted people, let's have meeting. They are the first to reach there. We are the gifted ones. Every time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When they send, come, I go say, who sent the message? Who? Who? Oh, and this one, when they give instruction always, that's why I go squeeze her back to sender. You don't even know. It's not every prophecy that they give. Listen, church, which one are we to accept? The first thing is, amen. Praise the Lord. The first thing is, who is the person giving that revelation? Do we know that person with giving any revelations in the past that come to pass? Before you take any revelation seriously, please, may we know who you are? Amen. And such people always give, they will never give you revelation that, brother, the Lord told me that you are looking for a job, that this month you will get a job. You never hear that type. The one you will hear is, brother, you need family deliverance. Because it's expected I ain't go follow you. I'm not talking about gifts. But I'm linking it with the carnality that is going on in Christendom. They must never be allowed among the bride of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Such a person is not a mistake. He said, if you sin willfully, willingly, you did it willingly. The second sin we commit willingly, not by mistake, is fornication. 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 Praise the Lord. Fornication. It is not by mistake. If you sin willfully, and it is something I hammer here every day, I hammer here every day. Before I came, a minister was asking me, brother, you are the one. You were asking me, you say, what is the mark of Cain? The mark of Cain. Do you know what brought about the mark of Cain? The truth is this. You say, what is the mark of Cain? What was the mark that was given to him? I say, you should see me later, I will explain to you. But church, listen. Who is the Cain? The Bible spoke about those who have gone the way of Cain. What is the way of Cain? The way of Cain is a way of deviance. Deviant, just deviant. See, God came to Cain. Why are you angry with Abel? Do what Abel has done and I will accept your own. The truth is, he cannot do it because there is nothing in him to change, even though he's standing before God face to face. There's nothing in him to change. There is nothing in him to change. And many more kings are in the churches today. Even in a holiness believing, strict preaching church like Bride Assembly, they are even here. Nothing to change. Even how can you be in this church, a member of this church, and still fornicate? And you are here for 2 years and 3 years. You cannot change. But somebody else came here within 1 month, he repents. But you have been here for 3 months. You cannot change. How will you say you are not a tear? If there is anything in you to change, you will have been changing. And they are here. He said, if you sin willfully, what else are you waiting for? There cannot be another sacrifice. The sacrifice has been done on the cross on Calvary. The only thing waiting for you is now a fearful looking for of the indignation that shall come upon the adversaries. And that is coming up on the day of the Lord. There is a day that God has set aside for that category of people. It's a day. And some of you here, you are not tears, but you are stubborn children of God. But how long? The Bible says, my spirit shall not strive with man. Don't you think you are taking a risk? How long do you want God to stretch his patience over you, a child of God? How long? We are supposed to be better and better and better and better Christians. You cannot change in one day. But you should at least have a history of the things you have conquered. And not getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And worse and worse and worse. And it's very easy to know. Very, very easy. Satan himself disguises as an angel of light. But the church has, Jesus Christ, has her bride. Yes, the foundation of God standard. Sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. How many of his own are here? Oh, can you stand up and clap the bride of Jesus Christ? Stand up joyfully and clap for Jesus. Stand up and clap for Jesus. The bride of Jesus Christ. Thank you. God bless you. Be seated. What is the day of the Lord? If you're hearing me for the verse, I write the scriptures down again. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, describes it as the dreadful day of the Lord. Malachi 4, verse 5. Isaiah 61, verse 2, and Isaiah 34, verse 1 to 10, describes it as the day of vengeance. God will avenge all those who have brought reproach to his name, starting from the church. Those who hold the truth in unrighteousness, hypocrites, those who have brought disrepute to the gospel. There is a day of vengeance. That's the way Isaiah put it. Zephaniah chapter 2 and verse 2 speaks about the day. It describes it the day of the Lord's anger. The day of the Lord's anger. Isaiah 26 and verse 21 describes it as the day to punish the inhabitants of the earth for her iniquities. Zephaniah from verse 14, chapter 1, from verse 14 to verse 18. He saw what was happening and described it as the great day of the Lord. And Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 32, read it up to verse 38. Jeremiah 25, 32 to 38. He emphasizes there, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation when God shall start with the children of disobedience. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 10, read it up to verse 22. 12 verses there, 11, 13 verses there. He described it as a day that the rod of the Lord shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty. Amen. Isaiah 13, verse 6 to 13, and Isaiah 24, verses 1 to 6. Continue reading it from verse 18 to 22. Isaiah described, that is where he said, by the time God finished with man, he said, few men shall be left on earth. Few men. He says, man shall be as scarce as precious gold. When God will finish, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When God will finish with this wicked world, carnal people who have no fear. Somebody is lying and is ready to hold the Bible to swear. Amos chapter 5, verse 18 to verse 20. He said, woe to you that desire the day of the Lord. And Joel chapter 1, reading from verse 14 to 20. And Joel chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. The prophet saw all that was going to happen after describing him. He said, alas, for the great day of the Lord is at hand. He said, who can abide it? Who can abide it? Zechariah also screamed in chapter 14, verse 1. He shouted, behold, the day of the Lord cometh. And I say, when is that day coming? The last message we took, we described how it will come, and we saw how the sealed book that was in the right hand of he that sat upon the throne in chapter 5 of Revelation chapter 5, and no man was qualified to receive that book that was sealed with seven seals within and without. Closed. No man knew what was in that book. But what was in that book was the secret of redemption. What was in that book was God's divine timetable. Something that we should know concerning the activities of God with mankind on earth here. How things will be rounded up so that you will know which side to belong. No man knew it. While John was crying, the angel of the Lord came, tapped John, weep not, John, for the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He turned and he saw a lamb, the lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Who is that person? That lamb was Jesus that went and collected the book. He opened it. The first seal was open. He saw the white rose. The second, and what he was doing. The second seal was open. He saw the red horse. He saw what he was doing. The third seal was open. He saw the black horse. And saw what he was doing. And the fourth seal was open. He saw a pale horse rider. Always somebody was on top of that horse. That horse there is a power. It's an anointing. Hallelujah. And we saw in our teaching of the revelation of the seals that that horse is the same horse that was only changing colors. And it was the Antichrist move. And that is the gate of hell that Jesus Christ spoke of in Matthew chapter 16. I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Why? Each time, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Each time, if the enemy rises up like a flood, what happens? The Spirit of the Lord raises a standard. God, knowing that the gates of hell shall arise against the church, he reserved four beasts in Revelation chapter 4 on the throne of God. The first beast was what? The lion. The second one was what? The ox. The third one was what? The face of a man. And the fourth one was what? The flying eagle. And when the first seal was opened, the first beast told John, come and see. Amen.
Four horse riders. Four moves of the Antichrist. Four standards that God raised to counter it. And these four beasts, these four horses, they were going to ride in the Gentile church age, the seven church ages. These four beasts will cover that period. These four horses will cover that period. It is the Antichrist move. But that four beasts also was going to cover that same period to also counter it and keep the light burning in every age. This is the seventh church age. And we are in under the fourth horse rider, the pale horse rider, and it is a spirit of deceit. To deceive. And that is the anointing that is going on now in the churches. Deceiving and being deceived. Amen. Until if it were possible, it will be so close. If it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. But the elect cannot be deceived because there is a standard for that age for the elect to follow. Revelation chapter 1 verse 16. In the right hand of Jesus Christ, seven candlesticks and seven stars. Verse 20 gives us the interpretation. The seven candlesticks are the seven churches. Talking about the seven church ages. And the seven stars are the messengers to those churches. The star messengers. Each age had a messenger. Oh, glory be to God. And in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, and this is the day of the voice of the seventh angel. And that angel in this age is that man William Marion Braham. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when the fourth rider, horse rider, when that fourth seal was opened, and that horse, and that fourth beast, the flying eagle, because you have to know the characteristics of an eagle to know why God reserved that anointing to counter the spirit of deceit. The eagle sees far. Hallelujah. And it is a heavenly bird, not an earthly bird. Hallelujah. And because he's heavenly, he's able to see far and see all the deceit that is going on. You can't deceive him. But that anointing is a prophetic anointing. It came on a prophet to fulfill many other scriptures in the Bible concerning our present day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And by that, John saw only the symbol, but he did not understand the meaning of those symbols. In the seventh church age, when the mystery will be finished, mystery of the redemption, nothing more left, it was time for every one bride member to understand what those seals meant, what those horse riders meant, and what those seven seals, each of them, what they meant. And God came down in February 28, 1963 in Arizona, there in America, on that humble servant of God, that man William Marion Braham, and came down and prepared him. And he went down for those exposition of the revelation of those seals. Through him, we understand that it is the move of the Antichrist from the first church age to the seventh church age. Now watch it. Hallelujah. I explained last week that he, God, gave him the meaning of six seals. Seal number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But when he came to the seventh seal, which was opened in Revelation chapter 8 verse 1, there was silence in heaven, nothing was revealed to him. And I told you last week, why nothing was revealed? Because it has to do with the last move before the rapture will strike. And that must not be exposed. The little one that he exposed through the ministry of William Braham, come and see how carnal enter messy believers. Satan invaded it. And come and see what they are doing with it. That has caused all the confusion that is going on among the following of William Branham's ministry. He reserved one. And we tie Revelation chapter 8 verse 1 to the archangel. The second step that Apostle Paul spoke in 1 Corinthians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. Concerning the coming of the Lord, will come in three stages. The shout, the voice of the archangel. And that archangel is the archangel of the Revelation chapter 10 from verse 1 up to verse 6. That angel, hallelujah. So that stands up 1 foot on the sea, 1 foot on the land. That angel, praise the Lord. And is the archangel there is the Lord Jesus Christ. That stands up in Revelation chapter 8 verse 1. What caused the silence was because the scene was going to change. Somebody who has been sitting there for 2,000 years interceding, salvation is over from the Gentiles. He's moving to Israel. While he's going to round up, hallelujah, scream like a thunder, like a lion roared, and seven thunders utter their voices. And I took time and I explained all that as pertaining to the revelation of the seventh seal. Watch it, church. The fourth seal. Listen, what I'm saying now needs attention. Because there's some little calculation you will see. I'm going there. Listen, church. Seal number 4. Amen. Is the pale horse rider. Seal number 5 is what happened during the Holocaust. I was trying to remember the name of the town. I visited it somewhere in Germany. The concentration camp. Where more than 6 million Jews died during the World War II. And right there, their souls are there. Oh, glory be to God. Okay, I'll come back to it. Seal number 5 is that Holocaust. The treatment, the tribulation, the suffering that the Jews went through only because they were Jews. They were murdered. Cruel murder. Now watch it. Where I'm going is this. Seal number 4, you will discover that seal number 5 has fulfilled and gone. But seal number 4, the fourth horse rider is still riding, even though seal number 5 has fulfilled. Because seal number 4 is the pale horse rider, the spirit of deceit is still going on now. Now we have seal number 6 and seal number 7. Listen, church. Seal number 7. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Seal number 6. Church, listen. Seal number 6 and seal number 7. Seal number 7 produces the 7 thunders. Therefore, seal number 7 is fulfilled before seal number 6. Because in seal number 7, the rapture takes place before seal number 6 is activated. Seal number 6 is the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord comes after the rapture has taken place. And the rapture takes place in seal number 7. After the thunder has sounded. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. By the time we get to Revelation chapter 10, salvation is over. Salvation is over. The gate of salvation is closed. If you are not saved before the seventh seal is open, you will not be saved again. If you don't go in the rapture, no more salvation for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's open the Bible. Revelation. Amen. Revelation chapter 6. Let's go there first. Remember, we are now in the sixth seal, verse 12. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12. The sixth seal now, the sixth secret is to be opened, to be revealed. John opened the seals. Jesus Christ opened the seals for John to see. But John was not given the revelation. It was William Branham that was given the revelation. Verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal. And lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black and sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell onto the earth. Even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken off a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? This sixth seal gives you the picture, a summary of what will happen in that day of the Lord. But before the day of the Lord, there are activities that will happen. First, there are seven angels in the book of Revelation that have two things, the trumpet and the vials. Seven trumpets and seven vials. What is a trumpet? A trumpet calls attention. Pa 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 pa. The next thing you want to hear is, yes, you will stop what you are doing to listen what is happening. Seven trumpets. And all those trumpets, as we shall see when we read now, what all those things that happen, they were warnings to the inhabitants of the earth. The Bible said, despite that, they did not repent. Therefore, the next vials, those angels, seven angels now, took the vials that we are going to be the ones now that will shake. By the time those vials are released, few men are left on the earth. Let's see the warning. See how God warned. You know, when we say warning, there are different ways of warning somebody. Now, I can warn my son, you're my son. I can call you and show my anger with my face and warn you. That's a warning. You can also warn somebody with a cane. Since he never died, now warning. Praise the Lord. That's a warning. God can also warn his child with an incurable disease. To warn you to stop fornication, he will allow an incurable disease come. When you suffer, then he will heal you. Next time when you see woman, you go. So that sickness was not a punishment, it was a warning to make you repent. Okay, see how God will warn the earth. If you don't go in the rapture, see how he will go. Revelation chapter 8. Are we there? Verse 2. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God. And to them we are given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded. It's a spiritual thing going on. And there followed on the earth physically hell and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the top part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. The rapture has taken place, so they are busy following the Antichrist. They are busy worshipping a man sitting in the temple calling himself God. And they are worshipping and they are following, and all the abominations are going on earth. And God decided to sound a trumpet of something that is coming to make them repent. So the first trumpet sounded in the spirit. See the warning. Wow. Fire just came down. All the trees like that burnt. Green grass burnt before men's eyes. Wow. Just imagine you just stay now. Wow. And all of a sudden, fire from everywhere. You don't touch any man, no. He not touch any man yet. Now only all the trees around. Boom. Fire. Fire. This thing I'm saying will happen physically and human beings will see it. If you believe the Bible, let me hear you say amen. I am telling you a prophecy that will come to pass. They were still wondering. Verse 8. And the second angel sounded as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. Imagine Pharaoh in Egypt. What he was witnessing. The whole world will now witness it. All that Pharaoh was seeing was to make him repent that there is a God in heaven. So that the will of God will be done. That will happen. He never touched man yet, oh. Verse 10. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. No water to drink again. Oh! That is trumpet number 3. Trumpet number 4, verse 12. And the fourth angel sounded. And the third part of the sun was smitten. And the third part of the moon. And the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened. And the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and had an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, how many woes? How many woes? 3 woes. Woe! 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 Each woe, na something. The second woe, na something. The third woe, na something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 9. Okay, let me finish it. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the 3 angels which are yet to sound. 4 have sounded. The last 3 is going to be very deadly. The first of the last 3 is the first woe. The second one is the third woe. The third one is the third woe. Woe. Chapter 9, verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven, unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit.
Hey.
And he opened the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit. And there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. Jesus. Who are those who don't have the seal of God in their foreheads? All the Gentiles that have the seal of God upon them, they have gone in the rapture. The seal of God is Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30. Grieve not the Holy Ghost, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. The sealing of God is the God's finished work of redemption in a man. And it is crowned with his glory, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Verse 5. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he stricketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. Imagine that type of creature everywhere on the earth. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue had his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come 2 woes more hereafter. Hey. Let's go to the second woe now. Verse 13. And the 6 angels sounded, and I heard a voice from the 4 horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the earth, to the 6th angel, which had the trumpet, loose the 4 angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the 4 angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the 3rd part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. That's 200 million. And I had the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these 3 was the 3rd part of men killed by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands. You see? They were supposed to repent. They didn't repent. That they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts. Just imagine what happens. All these things that happen is only one in all. He never come out, now only one in yet. Because a 3rd part of human beings out of the 6 billion, they were still living on the earth. And yet, you saw how all these ones were consumed. you still do not repent. To tell you that there are children of Cain on earth here. Praise the Lord. So that is what gave rise now to Revelation chapter 16. Revelation chapter 16. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From verse 1. Since they did not repent, now see what happens. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials. A vial there is a bowl. A bowl that contains something inside that bowl. Go your way and pour out the vials of the earth of God upon the earth. And the first angel went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the man which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the water say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. Now the fourth vial in verse 8. Hallelujah. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scourge men with fire. And men were scourged with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over this place. And they repented not to give him glory. See? So, verse 10, the fifth one now. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, that is the Antichrist. And his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. See? And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. The ways of the kings of the east might be prepared. The ways of the kings of the east. Which kings? By this time now. Amen. Amen. The king of the east, you are looking at the Asian countries. China, Korea, Japan, and all those other ones. Amen. Remember, they are atheist people. They are atheist people. Do you know why the king of the north is not among? The king of the north is Russia. They meet in Gog and Magog battle, which takes place before the rapture in Ezekiel 38 and chapter 39. Therefore, Russia is done away with. By this time also, I want you to take note that America is no more. Oh yes. Before Ezekiel 38 and chapter 39 will take place, America will be blown up to pieces. Why? Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39 is the king of the north, Russia, leading the Arab world to go for a battle against Israel. Amen. Amen. How can I know all this truth and play with my eternal destination? Except I'm a hypocrite. I don't believe what I have known. America is going to be blown up to pieces. William Branham saw it among the seven visions that he saw. And all the visions he saw have come to pass exactly as he came to pass, as he spoke it. The angel showed him seven things that will come to pass before the rapture. Five of them have taken place exactly as he has spoken. Remaining two. Among the two that is left includes America. He said he had a noise, banged and he turned and he saw the nation of America in craters. It was blown up. And we turn and we look. What is it that will blow up America? And why will God allow America to be blown up? Two reasons. Will Abraham gave us one of the reasons. He said that America is the manufacturer and exporter of all immoralities on earth. And it is a nation that started on the tenets of Christianity. And now has reduced and abased herself to all that she is today in immorality. Until now, the constitution is now becoming a godless constitution. Don't mention God. It's producing children that say they don't believe there is God. And William Branham said, if God does not judge America, then God is obligated to raise Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize. Because the evil of America is far higher than what was obtained in Sodom and Gomorrah. It's the same. He never changes. Well, I'm trying to tell you, where is America? Where is Russia? America is the one that is standing behind Israel. The strength of Israel is America. America vetoes anything you want to do against Israel. Russia, the strength of the Arab world, now Russia. Anytime the world wants to take any action against the Arab nations, Russia in the United Nations will veto it. They are the two. That is what is happening in Syria today. If not for Russia, America and the NATO forces will have finished Russia and Syria by now. But when they want to take a decision, Russia will say, I veto it. Don't try it. If you hit them, you hit us. When they want to take decision concerning Israel, America will veto it. You try it, you hit us, we hit you back. So, now the glory of Israel is America. Now God wants to take the glory concerning Israel. So he will allow the strength of Israel to be removed first. Now that Israel is gone, Russia and the Arab nations will now come. Where is your God? Hey! Blessed be the name of the Lord. They will gather themselves against Israel and God will come down and fight the battle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the period the seven thunders are sounding. That is the period we are rejoicing here. Hallelujah. Fear is coming upon them. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Heaven's powers are shaking. I'm very unmistaken. The meaning to be of the sky. Oh, God is the power that's shaking this hour. They walk with yes, sir. For two and two. Hallelujah. Oh, the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Look up. Be filled with the Spirit. Yes, sir. Oh, look up. False prophets are lying, false truth they are denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Oh, though this generation shuns God's revelation, we walk where the apostles have trod. Hallelujah, oh, the day of redemption is near. Hey, men's hearts are failing for fear. Oh, look up. Oh, yes. Be filled with the Spirit. Hey, look up. Your redemption is there. Listen, church. Hallelujah. Listen, church. I am telling you what you will not see in any bookshop. No book concerning this. It is reserved for the bride. See, and let me tell you, the bride is not just the people sitting down here. It's worldwide. A sister called me. Hallelujah. From Yaba. She said, was asking me about the Holy Ghost. She said, suddenly it occurred to her. I don't know. She mentioned one prophet, one pastor, a big prophet. You know, there's a teaching, he's teaching the people where you don't have to go to church. You just remain you and the Holy Ghost. And she belonged to that type of thing. They are not a church. Or something like that. I was hearing that for the first time through her on the phone. Now, she said something. She said that she stopped wearing trousers, palming, all these things. You know, very holiness believing. But she still believed something was still missing. She said one day she was just cleaning her room, and in a cupboard, she saw a tape, a CD of my message. How did it come there? She doesn't know. She asked her husband whether she... The husband is not even a believer. The husband said, no, he doesn't know. How did it come inside? He said it was full of dust. It must have been there for long, according to her. She said she has always confessed that she's a bride of Jesus Christ. So, when she saw bride assembly, she became interested. Bride. I said, I'm a bride. Bride. She put on the tape. And through that, she got our internet. And she has been feeding in her room there, in our tape archives. And now she called me. She wants the Holy Ghost. After listening to me, she knows she needs the Holy Ghost. Now the question I'm asking is, that is an elect of God. You see, wherever they are, they will hear the message. What I'm teaching you is not in a bookshop. Get this message. Get a copy of it. Listen. Pass it to your loved ones. They are not in the bookshops. Why? It is for a selected group of people. It is for the bride of Jesus Christ. You need to hear the shout before you can understand what we are saying. It is for people who have heard the shout and responded positively to come out. Then you sit down. Commander, the master calleth.
Commander.
Oh, bride, 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 bride. Table all the time.
He will bear the morning.
Oh, yes.
What to do?
Turn the water into wine. To the hungry. We are the
Commander.
Oh, Commander. We are the carcasses. We are the carcasses. We are the eagles we gather. Table all the time. Hey. Oh, yes. Turn the water into wine. To the hungry.
Commander.
We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleepy saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentle day soon be over. Oh, glory, hallelujah to our God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Our eyes of understanding. Oh, our eyes of understanding. He has opened up at last. As we victory is ours, we are chained down in the past. True to believe has sounded. And we have responded to our God. Oh, let me hear the sisters. The sisters. The original. Let me hear the brothers. Sing it loud. Hallelujah. God's attributes.
God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have heard the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are, hey, and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. The original sin. The original world. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hey, the original. Yes, sir. In these, the closing days of time.
What joy.
A glorious hope upon. Now soon, a wondrous truth sublime.
He shall
reign, King of kings and Lord of lords. He's coming soon.
He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming. We welcome him. He's coming.
He's coming. He's coming. We are traveling. Traveling on the right road, following the ancient landmarks,
We are traveling on the right road.
If you will go, if you will go, tell your neighbor, I will see Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Listen, church. You know why I'm dancing? Eh? See hellfire burning. And I was on my way. I was even a leader. To hell. Suddenly, the hands of mercy redirected my pathway. Such love.
Such love.
Such as I,
how wonderful,
is love.
That's why I get excited. When I see the redemption plan of God and I see which side I belong. How can I know all this and live anyhow life with God? You live a nonsense lifestyle you live. It's because you have no revelation of what redemption is all about. You're only a religious person. You must belong to a church. That's all you know. And you like brother assembly because prophets fool there nyafu nyafu. There's power there. And all you know is, now one house someone be a pastor. I like the man too much. You like me, but you don't like your soul. If you love me, then do what I'm telling you to do. It's just carnality. That's why instead of you to get close to God, you are struggling to be close to the pastor. You are struggling to be close to a minister. Far from God, but very close to your pastor. Ain't you a miserable believer? Did your pastor die for you? And your pastor cannot be the mediator. There is one mediator. Hey! Hallelujah. We are past that level of people who sing praises of their church. Of people who sing praises of their church. Just listen to somebody who was talking. Whether was asking whether you know him. Eh? If you know him, your lifestyle will be different. Upon this rock, I will build my church. Rock of revelation of who Jesus Christ is.
My king is the king of the Jews. He's the king of Israel. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know him? My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he purifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's a key to knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is lighter. I wish I could describe him to you. He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. Well,
king. That's my king. That's my king. That's my king. That's my king. Upon this rock, I built my church. Rock of the knowledge of who he is. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can I know this and live anyhow life? I'm not condemning you. I want somebody to repent. That's all. You are alive. You are not dead yet. Because God wants to give you opportunity to repent. He's patiently waiting for you to repent. So don't think I'm condemning you. I'm not condemning you. I'm saying it hard enough for you to seriously to repent. And if you refuse to repent, there is a day that is coming up. The day of God's vengeance. It was handwriting on the wall. It was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
It doesn't matter. It's a suit of delusion.
They told me it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of a Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God, because we are in this world, but not of this world.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's good that you listen, because like I said, this thing I am saying is not in any, it's not in any bookshop. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A hand straight forth like this, and I know it's the hand of the Lord. Somebody is seeing that hand. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We were in Revelation chapter 16. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, the six vials have sounded. Five have sounded. The sixth one is verse 12. The sixth one and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. That's exactly what I was explaining before I vied off like an eagle in the air. Amen. I said it. Why? Because all these godless nations in the east, the Asian countries, we now come, because remember, church, that with the United Nations of Russia, of, amen, US, of, there will be need for a war, another new world order. There must be some leadership. Who is it that can maintain peace? The whole world will look for the most respected man on earth. And the most respected man on earth is the Pope. For now, he's already flirting with all of them. He's the leader of the World Ecumenical Council, where all the leaders of all religions come together. And as at that time, he will naturally be elected as in the New World Order, as now the leader of the whole world. And that is when you will move to sit in Jerusalem as, you know, seeking to be worshipped, as the Bible told us. Praise the Lord. But by the time that this is happening, the rapture has taken place. Always take note of that. These are things that will happen after we are gone. Verse 13. And I saw there a three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragons and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophets. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Verse 15 is the interjection. Okay. No wonder. No wonder. He showed that hand here. Now, it's interjection. It has nothing to do with the story. It's like him pausing to say something. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments. The garment of righteousness. Lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Verse 16 is a continuation of verse 14. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, what? Armageddon. Armageddon. What is he gathering them for? Hey, blessed be the name of the Lord. It is the Antichrist, the Pope of Rome, now comes together, gathers the remaining nation. Who is this person that is tormenting us up and down? He knows it is Jesus coming down to take over the rulership of the earth. He knows. He gathers them for a battle. So that when Jesus is coming, they will face a battle. All the kings of the earth, they gather together for the King of Kings that is coming with his great army, you and I. In a battle called Armageddon. Let's read on. Praise the Lord. You understand that in chapter 17, chapter 17 is the great hall, the destruction of the great hall, the great harlot there, and we know it is nothing but the Roman Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Pope. Praise the Lord. That is who it is there. Let me say it loud and clear. Get it recorded. If they try to do anything against us, I have spoken it. That is where the Antichrist is coming from. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Oh. The great hall is destroyed in Revelation chapter 17. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You say, how do I know? Listen. Praise the Lord. Verse 7. Revelation chapter 17. And the angel said unto me, wherefore did thou marvel? Why? Because he's describing a woman that he saw. From verse 1 to verse 6. Where he saw verse 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple. And remember, she has 7 heads and 10 horns. And they are the European nations described as those 10 horns. 10 European nations that make up the old Roman Empire. Not this modern one, no. Modern one have added other places that broke up. But the old Roman Empire before that broke into factions, they are those 10 horns. And the woman, verse 4, was arrayed in purple and scarlet color. That is very rich. And decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great. The mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, because when we come to the third, the second seal, that was open, the horse that became red. That was the period they were killing the saints. It was from there. It was the Rome that was used to kill the saints. And it was religious Rome that was killing those who refused to follow their error. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Verse 7. And the angel said unto me, wherefore did thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman. and of the beast that carried her, which had the 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell in the earth shall wonder, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not, and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman seated. And Rome is surrounded by 7 mountains. It is the only city in the whole world. The second city is Jerusalem. But Jerusalem is not known to have killed her saints. So we know who it is. It is Rome. Verse 10. And there are 7 kings. 5 are falling, and 1 is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue short space. This is history. It has come to pass. Pastor Thomas has taken it here for us before. And the beast that was and is not, even he is, remember, the beast that was. The Roman Catholic Church that had power in those days. It was in great authority and is not. Hallelujah. What made him? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, we'll go into that. Even he is the 8th and is of the 7th and goeth into perdition. This is also another history. And the 10 horns which thou sowest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as at yet, but receive power as kings. 1 hour with the beasts. Okay? These have 1 mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beasts. These shall make war with the Lamb. Who is the Lamb? Who is the Lamb now? And the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Hallelujah. Listen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go to chapter 19. Go to chapter 19. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Verse 19. And I saw the beast, chapter 19, verse 19. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Verse 21. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Now, verse 19. That battle you see there is the battle of Armageddon that we see in verse 14 of Revelation chapter 17. Now go to chapter 16 and verse 17. The 7th vial now, the last vial. And the 7th angel poured out his vial into the air. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And the 7th angel poured out his vial into the air. Chapter 16, verse 17. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings. And there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city Vatican, praise the Lord, was divided into 3 parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, about 75 pounds weight. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hell, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. It is part of the happenings of the day of the Lord. 7 trumpets sounded, they did not repent. So the 7 vials followed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when that happens, suddenly we now see Christ coming. That is what you see in Revelation chapter 19 from verse 11 to verse 21. From verse 11 to verse 21, Revelation chapter 19. It is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. After all these vials have been released. And then the jam, the Armageddon war, Christ, Antichrist, is also killed within that period. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That takes us to understand Matthew 24. Let's go to Matthew 24. Matthew chapter 24. Hallelujah. Verse 29. This is the way he put it. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect, the bride that have gone in the rapture, from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, two things I want you to note here. Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Which tribulation? Which tribulation? The tribulation referred to here. Listen, church. Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9, Daniel was given a divine timetable for his people, correct? Listen, church. A divine timetable was given for his people. In that timetable, 70 weeks were given. The 70 weeks there is 70 weeks of years. 1 week is 7 years. It's a prophetic language. So 70 weeks will be 70 times 7, which is how many years? 490 years, right? Am I correct, mathematician? 490 years is given, within which God will finish his work and do 6 things. The last thing to be done will be the anointing of the Most Holy. The Most Holy there is the temple that will be rebuilt. For now, very interestingly, after AD 70, when General Titus came to fulfill the prophecy of Jesus Christ and destroy Jerusalem, when they were away in captivity, the Arabs, the Palestinians that came in there, built their mosque on that same place that Solomon built the temple. And the Muslim world, they have declared that temple as the second most holy site of Islam. So if you go there, the whole Arab world will work against you. Israel, no better. They are taking their time in reclaiming their land since they came back in 1948. That place is still left there. Muslims are entering there. We have seen how fanatical Jews attempted several times. Some of them built a tunnel underground for kilometers to come under that temple. They know that there's something about that temple. They know that their occupation of the land of Palestine is not complete until they take over that temple. And they know that their Messiah is coming. And that he will rule from a temple. And that temple, a mosque is there. It is the abomination that make it desolate. It's an abomination as far as the Jewish religion is concerned. The church, listen. Christ is coming to sit in that temple. It means that temple will be built before Christ will come. When will it be built? It will be after the war in Ezekiel 38 and verse, chapter 39. Taking advantage of that war, Israel will knock up that thing out of that place. And the Bible tells us, by the time they see God fight for Israel, all of them, they say, it's written that Saudi Arabia will bring her oil money and they will build back that temple. The Arab world, the Gentiles, they will bring their contribution. They will bring the gold. They will bring everything, all the wealth. They will supply all the building materials for that temple to be built again. By the time they see the God of Israel in action. And that is the temple that the Antichrist will come and stay inside. Remember, he said he is Vikadilidai. He is the representative of the Son of Man. Instead of the Son of Man, he is here instead of him. That is his title. Therefore, he is the King of Kings. That's why he's wearing a threefold crown. And he's sitting down there. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That thing will be knocked off. Praise the Lord. Now, the timetable was given to Daniel in Daniel chapter 9. And when it will begin when in their captivity, they will be released. There will be a decree that will be released for them to go back. Let Israel go back to their land and rebuild the city. He told him, when that decree will be taking place, count from that time. Count 69 weeks from the time that decree will be given. Calculate 69 weeks. When it is 69 weeks, your Messiah that should be around will be cut off. He will be killed. The Messiah that Isaiah prophesied, the Messiah that Israel is expecting, by 69th week, he will be cut off. And calculate the time that decree was given. It's in the Bible. Up to AD 33, when Christ was cut off, is exactly, what is 69 times 7? Count it exactly, is 483 years. Exactly 69 weeks, as the Lord told Daniel. That's why I respect this Bible. And if the doctors of divinity were studying the Bible, they would have known when the Messiah was supposed to be around. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, but at the 69th week, how many weeks were given to Israel? 70 weeks. 69 is spent at the killing of Jesus Christ. Remaining how many weeks? How many weeks? 1 week left. 1 week, that is 7 years. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, at the 69th week, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, was killed. That last 7 years was suspended. Because they rejected him, he hung dealing with them and turned to the Gentiles. So between 69th week and the 70th week, that gap is the Gentile church ages, which ends in the 7th church age. And when the rapture strikes in the 7th church age, then the gospel goes back to Israel for the last 7 years to commence. The last 1 week, that is why we say after the rapture, it remains 7 years, then we will come back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Within that period, it's the 7th church age, which we see a type in the book of Esther, chapter 1 and chapter 2. The queen, Vashti, rejected the offering of the king, the offer of the king, to come and let him display his queen. She was rebellious, and King Ahasuerus put her away to look for a queen to replace. We are that queen, Esther, a slave, a non-entity, a low person. They call us dogs, but the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. That is the mystery. The mystery of what takes place between the 69th week and the 70th week is the mystery that should be rounded up in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Hallelujah. The mystery of the salvation of the Gentiles. We who were dogs, now we become queen. Bride. Not concubine, bride. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when that is accomplished, listen, the rapture takes place. Go to verse 27, Daniel chapter 9. Hallelujah. When the bride hears messages like this, they're excited. Oh yes, we're excited, we're excited. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay. Let me read it from verse 24, just for those who may not know about it. Verse 24, the angel now came to him. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to do 6 things. See them. To finish the transgression, and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore, and understand that, from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, from that time, unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks, and 70 weeks. How many weeks? The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. And after 70 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the priest that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. I repeat, and the people of the priest that shall come shall destroy the city. That destruction took place in AD 70. General Titus came and destroyed the city, and it lay like that until 1948. Now he's saying, and the people of the priest that shall come. There is a priest that is coming. That priest is the Antichrist. He gives us a key. He said, the people of the priest that shall come. Because the priest that is coming, the priest is coming to enter a covenant with the Jews. He said, the people of the priest that shall come, if it is the Romans that came and destroyed the city of Jerusalem, it means the priest, the Antichrist that is coming, he is coming from Rome. If you don't catch this, you will not catch anything else. And the people of the priest that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the world desolations are determined. And he, that prince, Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. The covenant that he's going to enter into for many, with many, is many nations. That is what makes him the head of the new world order. No more United Nations. It is now a one-man government. And the whole of the European forces are behind him. America is gone. Asia is far from him. The powers that be, they are all behind him. That is why he has power. To give you a mark. If you refuse to accept it, you will neither buy nor sell. You must come under his agenda. He will confirm a covenant with many nations for 1 week. 1 week is how many years? That is the last week. Because by this time, praise the Lord, the gospel is now moving to Israel. And it is to last for 1 week. Let me finish reading that. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. In the midst of the week, that is after how many years? The middle of 1 week is how many days? Praise the Lord. If 1 week is 7, then in the middle is 3.5. So he's saying that for 3.5 years, praise the Lord. In the middle of it, he will stand up and change his color. He will break the covenant. And unto the end, there will be what? Desolations are determined. Verse 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with men for 1 week, and in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determination shall be poured upon the desolate. And if you understand our teachings on this several times before, you can see that he rules for 3.5 years, correct? As the ruler of the whole world. For 3.5 years. This 3.5 years, praise the Lord, is the period that the gospel has gone to the Jews through those two prophets in Revelation chapter 11. With their identification there, they come with the anointing of Elijah and Moses, correct? What are they doing? They will be prophesying. And if we look at the scripture, they will be prophesying for 3.5 years. Praise the Lord. Let's read it. Revelation chapter 11. Verse 1 and verse 2. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angels to say, rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple, leave out, and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall be tread underfoot. For how long? 42 months. Prophetic calendar is exactly 30 days in a month. 42 months, praise the Lord. 42 months divided. How many years do you have? Exactly 3.5 years. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Use it again. 30 days in a month, 1,260 days, divided by 30 days, it will give you 3.5 years. While the Antichrist is there for 3.5 years, it is the same period that the two prophets will also be prophesying. What are they prophesying? They are telling the Jews that man sitting in the temple is the Antichrist. Their ministry produced the 144,000. Now go around preaching the everlasting gospel, telling every Jew wherever you are that man is the very devil himself. He will tolerate them until exactly 1,260 days, 3.5 years, the middle of the week, he will stand up and break the covenant. No more peace. That is when he will now face the Jews. That is when the tribulation period will start. The tribulation period itself will start. For how long? Let's go to Daniel chapter 12. How long? Daniel chapter 12. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible is sweet. Oh yes, if God causes you to understand it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just before then, before Daniel chapter 12, let's go to Revelation chapter 12 first. Go to Revelation chapter 12 first. The woman in Revelation chapter 12 is Israel. I hope we know that. Amen. Okay? Let me read it from verse 5. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nature with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. That is Jesus Christ's ascension, correct? And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,203 days. From verse 1, it's talking about the dragon that came against that woman. That dragon came against her in the period of the tribulation. In the period of the tribulation, that is the period that the Antichrist came against that woman, and a place was prepared for her that she should hide there. For how long? That is God's only leg. For how long? For 1,203 days. How long is it? 3.5 years. That is the period that the Antichrist was busy persecuting him and persecuting her, persecuting the woman. Let's go down again, praise the Lord, to chapter 12 of Daniel now. Daniel chapter 12. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Verse 1, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Because not all Israel are of Israel. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I had the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, 1 year. Times, that's 2 years. 1 year is a time. Times is 2 years. And a half. How many years? 3.5 years. It shall be for a time, times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, oh my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel. Praise the Lord. For the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. It is this 3.5 years period that the Bible in Matthew 24 was speaking of. It said, and immediately after the tribulation of those days. It is immediately after the 1,260 days. Immediately after that last 3.5 years of those 7 years, that the sun will be darkened. The tribulation, the great tribulation that will be coming up, all this is happening, we have gone in the rapture. Only those of you who are hearing me now and will not go in the rapture, we confirm what I am saying now. When we are gone. Verse 10. Because he told him to close it. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. Everybody now, but the wise shall understand. But the wise shall understand. And only the bride is given the wisdom to understand. Praise the Lord. I'm reading on. And from the time, it's another figure given here. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. How many days added? How many days? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 30 days have been added. 30 days. Remember, listen, remember that the tribulation lasts for 3.5 years, which is 1,260 260 days. But now, another 30 days is added. Which 30 days is that? This is the 30 days period that all those seven trumpets, seven vials, all the confusion that is going on will be taking place. That is when also Matthew 25, the judgment of nations, also takes place within that period. Every judgment that was going, the confusion that is going, it lasts for 30 days after the 1,206 days, which is the last 3.5 years, is accomplished. Because it said immediately after the tribulation of those days, and the tribulation lasts for 3.5 years, which is 1,260 days. And the other 30 days is the 30 days period that confusion is going on in the earth. So the day of the Lord is not a 24-hour day. It's a period that lasts 30 days, known as the day of the Lord. It is a period of shaking the earth. Let's read it further. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 11. Amen. Verse 12. See what he said again now. Blessed is he that waited and cometh to the 1,000. See another figure. 335 days. We have 1,335 days again. Another 45 extra days added to the 30 days. We have 1,260 days that ends the tribulation, Christ coming down to start a judgment that lasts 30 days, which period was given to Daniel to be 1,000, the whole period from the time the tribulation starts till the time that the Wahala will come on earth, adding 30 days, 1,290 days. Now there is 1,335 days, adding another 45 days. This 45 days period is a period after the judgment when the earth is now being rearranged. For 45 days, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The earth is being rearranged. The period where Satan, they are binding Satan. Satan will be bound preparatory to dropping him at the bottomless pit. Because 1,000 years of peace is coming upon the earth. And that is the period too that the foolish virgins that were killed by the Antichrist will now resurrect. That is the period of resurrection. And that is the period where that temple will now be anointed. That is why he said, blessed, if any man, with all the shaking that took place during the 30 days period, you didn't die, you are still alive. He said, you are blessed. You remain among the few men that will remain on earth. You are blessed. Until you come up to the end, when the whole earth is rearranged in those last 45 days. He said, you are blessed because there will be serious trouble on earth. Blessed is he that waited and coming to the 1,305 days. He said, but go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot in the end of the days. Yes, and that end, now we. We are the ones he has caused to understand what is coming up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What am I saying? How can you hear me and still enter that tribulation period? He said, remember Lord's wife. Because he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. This last part, I will continue. Because I need to stress some things. But I've showed you what the day of the Lord is. Because I was preaching and I saw people at the altar. And the altar is not necessarily coming here. It's a decision you are making in your heart. Let's bow down our heads. The songwriter says, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In the far off sweet forever, just be yours. When they ring the glory bell for you. Let's talk to God. I'm not telling you a story. I'm telling you a reality that will surely come to pass. Certainly it will come to pass. And certainly some people will escape from it. And certainly some people will jam it. Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? It's a song for you. It's a song for you. It's a question for you. Talk to God. Lord, have mercy on me. Help my carnality. I have made up my mind from today. I will take my Christian life more seriously. I will not just be a religious person. Talk to God for your life. Just tell the Lord, Lord, help me, help me, help me. Just give me power to do your will. I don't want to be like Lot's wife. I don't want to look back. I have made up my mind to serve you, Lord. Talk to God, talk to God. In Jesus' name we pray. While we remain, our heads bowed down. I want to remind you once again that I'm not saying this to condemn anybody. I'm just trying to say it hard enough for a stubborn child of God to wake up. If you don't love God, you won't come this far. You're only struggling with two spirits. And it is the one you're yielding yourself to that is taking over control. He's a patient God, but his patience can be overstretched. While you are still alive now, you have a second chance. You don't even know what happens. What if after today's sermon, you don't live again? What if something happens? Since nobody knows the day you will die, or how you will die. Father, may you have mercy upon us. For everyone that has made a decision, Lord, to serve you, may you help them, Heavenly Father, to live true to that decision in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever is the besetting sin in our lives, help us, O God. Lord, we don't want to see that day of the Lord from the earth here. We want to be in glory when you'll be judging the earth. Honor our decision. Prepare us, Heavenly Father. No one can resist you. Whatever it will take to arrest us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord give you the power to do His will in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all those who have decided to go to heaven will say, they will say, they will say,